Okay, I'm really pleased with today's practice. Felt like we stacked up another good day of preparation. Heavy emphasis with our guys on our preparation and, you know, how to go about this week. Had an extra day of practice with Carolina, but third down emphasis and even another good shot of taking care of the ball. It's really impressive, some of the guys and how well they go after the ball. 24 takeaways, I think, something like that. So, you know, just good all overall emphasis, but very pleased with how we practice.
I mentioned the takeaways. Charles Tillman has 42 forced fumbles for a corner. Does he get himself out of position by going for fumbles, or does he know how to do it?
He's very wise in how he does it. I think, you know, it's almost like the second one in mentality. Someone's got a tackle, and he comes in there, and, you know, he's just got a knack for getting the ball out. And, you know, I think there's a lot of teams. I know that when I was in Seattle, we showed tape on him. And I think there's probably a lot of teams in the league because of how successful he is trying to mimic a lot of what he does. But what was different, I think, is his length and his strength. I think that's really what shows up that, you know, he has the ability to do it. But I think he also brings that mindset to a team. And, you know, so it's not just him. I think they all have that mindset. They had it before he was there, and I think he probably just added to it.
Are you comfortable with where Sample is if he has to?
You know what? I thought Sample did a really good job today on service team. I think last week was very good for him to play the whole game. He was pretty wore down, but I think it's exactly what he needed. I think he built confidence through that. And you're seeing him play with less anxiety out there. Now, albeit he's going both, getting some reps with the ones and the service team, but I think he's made a big jump. We'd like to get him to the point where he can play free and strong. But right now we've gotten locked into more free safety.
And Avery Jones, how has he progressed from the beginning of training?
Avery, again, I thought Avery probably had his best game last week at playing. He's always been a guy that you can count on for his gap responsibility. What showed up last week was the ability to run. And it's a major part of our defense, especially at that position to overlap. And, you know, I thought he really made a big step last week in showing that.
How's Cyprian looking with the cast on?
He did pretty good. He started off yesterday. I know that, you know, he really didn't get a lot of balls thrown to him in individual. And we incorporated it, you know, just so he would get a feel for it. And I think he had a pick today. So, you know, I think he's getting acclimated to it.
He's ready to go the whole game.
Yeah. No, it should not be a problem.
He's going into his third year. How do you evaluate him so far as a player?
Well, I think that this year, I think I mentioned in training camp, he's playing with more poise. I think he has a greater understanding of the defense. And with that, you know, he's communicating even better. So I'm excited to see what takes place for Sip this year. I think that, you know, that poise is such a big part of it. And it's not slowing him down. If anything, it's allowing him to play faster.
Why does he have more poise now than he did before?
Well, I think a better understanding. The more and more you play a certain position, the more reps, you know, the repeated reps, I think it builds confidence and faith in what you're doing. And I think he's relying on that more now.
For that third corner role when Colvin moves inside, are you leaning toward Grotz or McCray there?
Yeah, I would say Grotz.
Okay. What has allowed him to?
Well, I think Grotz, we were talking about this as a staff. We really like where he is right now. Just not only physical part of the game, but his mental part of it. I think he's in a really, really good place right now. He had probably one of the best one-on-one reps I've seen all training camp and into this week of practice yesterday. He's just playing at a really confident, high level right now. So my hopes is that he just continues that and transfers it over, but been very consistent.
So yesterday, was it just one snap?
It was a one snap, a one-on-one. Yeah, it was a breakup of a pass.
It looks like Lloyd's got a chance to go. How big is that?
Well, we'll see. It's a challenge. You know, I think the challenge with Leroy is this, not his ability to play special teams, but I think it's that linebacker spot. You know, if he's up, what position? He hasn't played much defense, you know, for a couple weeks now. So to get him up to speed as a linebacker, I think that's the challenge. So I know he took some reps today, so I think that'll be a discussion with us as a staff.
Even with Lee not working today, where's your confidence in the receiver group as a
whole right now? Well, it was good to get Brian Walters back. So, you know, he came back and did a really good job. So we feel pretty good. Obviously, it'd be nice to have Marquise. You know, I know he made good progress today. We'll see what that means. But, you know, I think the group that we have is very capable.
Is
Are you ruling Marquise out?
No, again, those are things we'll talk about today, and if he needs another day, we'll see, you know.
Talking about takeaways, Cyprian hasn't been too good at that the first 2 years. Is there a particular reason for that?
No, I think, compared to what, I guess is the question is if you're comparing him to strong safeties around the league, or down in the box safeties. But, I think for him, again, our hopes is that he has more opportunities. And, I know he's had some opportunities for interceptions that he wish he had back. But we're hoping this poise and this, better understanding allows him to play faster. And when you do that, you play more explosively. And we all know that, sometimes big hits can cause takeaways as well. It's not just going in there and going for strips. It's that explosiveness you see.
With the first game of the league tonight, your first game this Sunday, a lot of the fans are now really dialing in and focusing in. And obviously their hopes are being pinned on the development of your quarterback. What can you tell them, two or three things that fundamentally, be they simple or more complex, saying, hey, Blake's much better at this right now than he was when we threw him in the fire against him.
Well, I think that, remember when we drafted Blake last year, we talked about a race to maturity, and trying to do everything we can to speed up that process. And I think that he's done a good job thus far of really speeding up. His poise, some of the same qualities I talked about with Jonathan Cyprian, you're seeing Blake have. Although it's preseason and training camp and mini camp and OTAs, but he has a better understanding of the offense. He's got more poise. I think that there's more trust in with his teammates and knowing exactly what they're going to be doing at certain times. And I think that's what you're going to see. He's definitely playing better than he has. But I think it comes with experience. And although he's young, still in the league in terms of years, I think that the number of reps he's gotten has helped build on that.
Was Nick Marshall a CAM in practice today?
Yeah, at some times he did, yes.
Did I do it too, or just Nick?
No, Nick, just Nick.
Just Nick.
Your GM kind of almost fell over himself at the end of last year apologizing that for the roster he'd saddled you with the first couple of seasons. Do you look in totality and say, hey, this team is something I can do some damage with this year?
No, I don't know if you look at it that way. I'm very excited about this team, very excited about, the talent level that we have. And, we're always competing. We're always trying to, improve the roster. That's, I think that's no news for us as a coaching staff. That's our mentality. But, I am pleased with development. Ole, when he talked yesterday, talked about the intelligence level of the offense. And that's the same thing on the defense. We've got some really sharp players that have a passion for the game. I think that's what I'm most pleased with, as well as their talent level. There's some guys on our team that you may not know a lot about, but that's our job to develop them to be those guys that are playmakers.
First game in the last 2 years, not a great start. Does that put more emphasis on this game?
No, I think every year is different. Every year is different. It's a different team. We've got different starters on defense, some, and some on offense. So, this team doesn't know. Alam doesn't know all that history. They just know, and they're concerning themselves with this team this year.
So you don't
have extra emphasis on the
game.
No. Okay.